do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
Full-scale practices commence inside the Disney complex in a bubble with a little bit of magic for the Raptors and the NBA. And the Raptors show up in style. They showed up in black buses on the back that say 2019 champions.
Yeah.
And Toronto Raptors, We the North, on the back and on the side, it says Black Lives Matter. It's a black bus with the red Raptor basketball logo toward the back fender of it. Looks sharp, man. Looks like some bus limos with a message on the side.
They had arrived.
They have arrived.
There's no doubt about that.
That's probably the coolest looking team bus in the entire NBA.
Yeah, yeah. What if I was a Raptor? How I'd feel though? I mean, it's good to see all your you know teammates and everything, but you know, it's a different time. Like the Blue Jays, you know, practiced yesterday, and they said you could hear the traffic outside. There was 20 people watching that game. Not game, but warm up, you know?
Yes.
And it's just like, you know, it's just weird because they need that kind of, you know, extra, like the crowds usually are there to welcome them, right?
Yeah.
And it's very quiet. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It is probably a different, it's a different feeling, but,
you
know.
Different feeling, yeah. But they arrived.
They arrived. Usually they arrive to the sound of cheers, but at least in this in this iteration, they're arriving with a loud message.
Yes.
And the Toronto Raptors have tweeted on their social media, silence is not an option. Then they have some pictures of the bus with the message in front of the facility with the palm trees. It's pretty dope.
Pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. Hey, this weekend, there's going to be some active weather, but, you know, there's going to be some really sunny moments. Mm-hmm. Beaches, Cherry Beach, let's see, Marie Curtis Park, Humber Bay West. People who are not social distancing this weekend, starting tonight at 7 until Sunday around the same time, be aware. Parking restrictions, there'll be parking enforcement. You get tagged and towed. We never want that to happen. Enhanced enforcement, like bylaw people and police officers. Are going to be watching and seeing that you're staying socially distanced. The fire department's going to be there, so there's no bonfires. They want to keep the crowd separate. They just want to make sure everyone is safe, and their presence will be known at the beaches this weekend. So if you've got plans and you think you're going to do something other than social distancing, that's not going to happen this weekend. And I think the weather's going to help this not to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the warning, but it starts tonight at 7 o'clock.
You guys have a favorite. You guys have a favorite beach around there?
I don't know that I do. I think they're all kind of cool. I don't really have one. No.
Miles' favorite beach?
I like Woodbine. I think Woodbine's pretty cool. Down to the beaches. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Nice. I'm trying to figure out what beach I'm gonna get to.
Well, don't say it because then everyone will go.
No one will go. Right? No one was a beach with me.
I said Woodbine. It's not really my favorite. I'm just trying to drive everyone there this week.
You're making it
up. Trying to keep a secret.
Okay. Deter.